Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Apple said today that none of its systems, including iCloud, were breached in the release of a number of nude photos of celebrities that were leaked online. Initial reports suggested that the photos had been hacked from iCloud, but Apple now says in a statement that none of the cases we have investigated has resulted from any breach in any of Apple's systems. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us now. Jason, if Apple says the iCloud wasn't hacked, what happened?
What happened? Well, they're saying that this was probably the result of sort of a run-of-the-mill type of operation where someone investigates the individual they're targeting, finds out what their email address is, and then takes a stab at what the answers are to their security questions. And, you know, oftentimes you can figure that out through doing a lot of research. And Lord knows there's a lot of information out there about celebrities today. But the important thing here is they say after 40 hours of investigation, they've discovered that it was not because of any problems, any breach of Apple systems, including iCloud or the iPhone.
And just for people who haven't been following this, remind us of what happened here that caused all of this trouble.
Well, what happened is that a number of actresses, including Jennifer Lawrence, Kate Upton, their nude photos ended up online. And there are actually dozens of nude photos, not all of them verified, but then they and their representatives went on Twitter and said, you know, what kind of sick individual would do this, messages to that effect, more or less verifying that this had happened. But some of them actually pointed to Apple itself, saying, you know, this is iCloud. Why, you know, this happened because of iCloud. And, you know, iCloud is where most photos go these days if you have an iPhone, because you're encouraged, very strongly encouraged when you sign up for an iPhone to have your materials all go into the cloud system where you don't even know that it's being uploaded there. Any photo you take is being uploaded there. And some of these photos were from years ago.
Rather than just storing the photos or your music, for that matter, on your phone, Apple encourages you to put everything up in the cloud. Jason, have there been other big cloud breaches? And again, as we're saying, Apple saying today in a statement that they've investigated this. This wasn't a breach of the cloud, but it did bring up a lot of questions about the safety of not just Apple's iCloud, but other clouds.
Yep, security very much on people's minds as the cloud becomes more and more a part of our lives, an invisible part of our lives, but there nonetheless. And yeah, the last few years, there have been some really major security breaches at large companies and some smaller companies too. You had in 2011, there was a hack at Sony for gamers. They got the login information for 70 million gamers at Sony. In 2012, there was another major hacking that happened to IT companies, over 100 IT companies, and it was believed to have come from China. And just last year, Google and Gmail, Google admitted that their system had been hacked by what it described as attackers from China.
So no real questions about the future of the cloud here. Even if this had been a hack of the iCloud, it doesn't sound like people are deciding, well, maybe we shouldn't put everything in the cloud.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think that the leaders in the industry and the analysts are all saying that if anything, more and more of our private information and our entertainment lives, our personal lives, everything is going to be up in the cloud for a variety of reasons. That said, instances like this, even though the cloud itself, we can't blame the cloud, according to Apple, that, you know, we need to concentrate on security. And there are ways of doing that now. Apple is now encouraging people in their statement about this that use two-step verification, which will notify you if someone is trying to access your account and requires you to put in two passwords.
Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. And just looking at Apple's stock, by the way, it's pretty much at an all-time high. Jason, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Here and Now.